Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone else has done before to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
We have before us a historic opportunity to pursue a safer, more secure world for our children. It might not come around again in our lifetimes. That's why we're going to seize it today and keep America a beacon of hope, liberty, and leadership for generations to come.
Mr. Obama said without the Iran nuclear deal, the world risks having another war in the most volatile region in the world. Earlier on Saturday, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal, saying it's not a signal of cooperation with the U.S. and its allies on other issues. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, most of them Saudis, Saturday, with suspected links to the Islamic State militants. Interior Ministry accused those arrested of conducting two suicide bombings in May that killed up to 25 people at Shiite Muslim mosque in the country's oil-rich eastern region. Death toll from a massive car bombing near Baghdad continues to climb, with as many as 130 people dead in that attack claimed by the Islamic State. Authorities are calling the attack, which wounded at least 170 others, the worst such bombing targeting Iraqi civilians in the past decade. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari begins a four-day visit to Washington that will be today. The threat posed by Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when he meets with President Obama at the White House. U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants who have intensified their attacks since Mr. Buhari took office back in May. This is VOA News.